Welcome back to Live with Lauren, and today I am my fuzzy, cozy jacket from Aerie, of course, no surprise there, because it is actually not that cold outside, but I just really want to be comfortable and cozy because it's been a week, you guys. So much stuff has been happening. I've been working on so many projects, and so I'm just so excited to like curl up with my jacket. Finley is at my feet right now, and diving into the show is so, so exciting. Because today, as the founder behind her personal brand, Stay Classy by Jazzy, which I'm really obsessed with her Instagram handle, Jasmine Merriweather is a spark of sunshine, and her mission thrives to positively influence the world by encouraging others around her to be courageously brave and wildly kind. I've been obsessed with her for a long time. We follow each other on Instagram, and I'm so, so thrilled to have her on the show today. So I'm going to invite her on now. I'm making a move. Study long, study wrong. Ain't nothing gonna happen on its own. I'm making a move. Don't need no hickeys for this song. I got joy all through my soul. I'm making a move. Get up, get out. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, how are you, Lauren?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. You know, it's been a good Tuesday, so I can't complain.
Yes, I know. Are you like a Taco Tuesday type of person, like ready to like eat some?
No, that sounds really good because I haven't had dinner yet. But at school, I'm in college, so at school in the CAF, we call it the CAF, it'd be cool, you know, instead of the cafeteria. We have Taco Tuesdays often, so usually I'll hit the CAF and get some tacos there. But enchiladas are good too.
Oh,
I don't discriminate against my food.
I love it. Well, as mentioned before, I'm totally obsessed with you and your content and just you spreading so much positivity online. But I would love for you to share just a little bit more about like what you do and what you've been up to and just kind of what makes you jump out of bed in the morning.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm always trying to improve my, I guess, elevator pitch. But essentially, I kind of call myself a creative. Creative at heart. I feel like my faith is very important to me. So I feel like God created me to be creative. Mm. And so that's kind of like where my gifts come from. So these days, I'm making YouTube videos once a week on Mondays on my channel, Stay Classy by Jazzy. And it's basically college lifestyle videos, a mixture of vlogs and advice videos, just kind of giving like a real glimpse of what life as a college student for me personally is, and just kind of encouraging all my other students. Because you, I know you're doing college online. Like, college is a big commitment. It's a big thing, and it can be stressful at times. So I just kind of want to like be a light there. And then on Instagram, I just write long captions. That's what I just write long captions. I'm sure a lot of people pass through them, but I just kind of want to encourage people through my page, through my Instagram page and stuff like that. But yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Oh my gosh. So, and if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Jasmine?
I'm 20.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you are 20 years old in college, literally changing the world. I so wish I had your motivation when I was your age.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And I love your long captions. I think that one of the things I have found in people to be so courageous and really inspiring are people who are able to be vulnerable. And I have always found with your captions that you're really able to not only capture your essence in what you're saying, but also to be intentional about your words. So where does that courageousness or bravery come from?
So it came from me wanting to share what's really on like my heart and my mind more, because I know social media, people on social media can kind of get a bad rep where we're just kind of like surface level things that you talk about. And I think a lot of people are really into the more deeper conversation of, you know, again, like Instagram could be a highlight reel. So being able to be more real and raw in the caption allows that human connection to translate between the phone. And I realized, even though it's scary to be vulnerable, and there's times where I'm like, maybe I shouldn't post this caption or maybe I shouldn't post this story, I get like a flood of people saying, thank you for using your platform in a way that it's just raw and transparent. And I think that just that vulnerability makes me realize that it helps me connect with people better. Mm-hmm. It allows me to just kind of be real, I guess, if that makes sense. Like my real self, like I'm super goofy and all that stuff, and just sharing what's on my mind and heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
You mentioned your YouTube channel, which is every Monday, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
At least once a week, but right now my schedules are Mondays.
Amazing. So what made you begin a YouTube channel?
Great question. So I started, well, essentially my brand that I'm, like, building currently, Stay Classy by Jazzy, I started it as a blog on my, on blogger.com, on, through Gmail, like, the free software.
Yeah, yeah.
So I used Blogger because I was afraid of the commitment of, I can't even think of the name right now.
WordPress.
Yes. So I know, like, WordPress, a certain WordPress.org, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You have to actually pay for it. So I knew, well, I have a Gmail account, and Blogger's free. So why don't I just try it out just in case I don't like blogging? So, like, take you way back. But that's what I did. And the reason I started a blog was, like, two reasons. One, my passions growing up were, like, taking pictures of things, especially food. It was supposed to be a food blog. But and then also writing were the two things that I love, but I kind of lost touch with it in school because you know how it is. You write all the time papers that you're not really super interested in, and then I didn't have time to take photos in school. So, and then two, I started to blog as like a way for me to be creative outside of like my normal everyday routine. I say my senior year, I got an autopilot mode. And I would wake up, go to class, go to band practice, come home, go to sleep, do it all over again. And, like, it was, like, a cycle. I needed something to be excited for other than the weekend, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of like my little passion baby that I started. And then maybe about 6 or 7 months into it, I realized that I didn't feel like I was connecting as well with the audience or reaching people the way I wanted to. But it's also a time where I was, like, binge watching YouTube a lot. When the big YouTubers were out, like, yeah. Miranda Sings and Glozell and Laura DIY and all of them. And eventually I was like, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can turn my blog more into a YouTube channel. And so I started looking at YouTube less of entertainment, even though I still watch it for entertainment,
yeah.
But more for inspiration and education. And I would study people's videos. I would like the angles that they would use, their editing styles, the music. Like, I just tried it out. And thus, Stay Classy by Jazzy was born on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh. I remember my first person that inspired me on YouTube was Bethany Modez when she like really took off and like did this whole Aeropostale thing and whatnot, and I was just so mesmerized by how many people she touched in the world. And so, you know, with your YouTube channel, what's some content that you have found that you just truly love sharing about, and how have you seen it help other people?
Good question. I haven't been as vocal on my YouTube channel with my faith as I have been on my Instagram, but I've noticed translating that transparency and vulnerability in my faith onto my YouTube channel has been appreciated in most part, just because it's still, we're, like I said, I'm 20, and we're both in our 20s. We're still, like navigating the world in so many different ways, especially, like, our spiritualness, and this is where things shift. Either you get really into your faith or you might, you know, not be into your faith as much. And so sharing that on my channel has been a way for me to touch people in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Other than like my college vlogs that are like kind of fun for people to watch that they can relate to, or my advice videos for those starting college for the first time.
Mm. And I love, and again, I keep the word courageousness just keeps popping into my head. I think being able to share your faith is a very gigantic step in a way of like online, because I think that there are so many people online who have opinions, who, you know, like to share their opinions, which I think is great. Everybody has a voice, but I think that it's very special that people feel, you know, strong enough to share what's on their heart, share their faith, and especially in a way in which I think that you do it, where it is inclusive, right? Like, where I feel like it's not necessarily talking down to people or casting out people who don't feel the same way, but it's more so of just very inviting and very loving. And I think for me, when I went to a all-Christian school my entire life, grew up in the church and everything like that, that was the one thing that I desperately wanted to change if I were to ever share about my faith or just involving people. Like, I always wanted them to feel invited into the conversation rather than cast it out. So in you sharing about your faith, like, what are some steps that you have taken to continue that invitation, or to even have, what type of feedback have you received from sharing about your faith? Has it been positive, negative? What has that looked like?
Yeah, definitely sharing my faith has really caused me to get out of my comfort zone, because believe it or not, I'm more of an introvert than I am an extrovert. And so typically I lived all my life privately practicing my faith and never publicly speaking about it. Mm-hmm. But as I shared more slowly, more and more, and seeing the response from people being more positive than negative, of course, it's kind of scary to think that there's some people, like, I think Christians get a bad rap for being too judgmental or hypocritical in a way. And I never, like you said, I never want people to feel that way. I want to feel invited and curious. And so I've seen more people feeling comforted knowing that someone has the same values or similar values to them, or like going through similar issues, and using their faith as like their foundation for those issues to solve them. Mm-hmm. But also I've noticed that I haven't really got overwhelmed like negativity yet, but I did notice that when I posted a video about my faith, it was how to spend time at God with a busy schedule video a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. I like lost some subscribers like a little while after I posted that video, and that was kind of like, whoa, you know, like that made me think like this content's not for everyone, but I got to remember who I'm trying to reach, and I have to remember that I can't reach everyone, kind of thing. So for me, it's just always like baby steps, I guess. And the more I share, the more I feel like I'm doing what I need to do. Does that make sense? Like what I'm called to do is just to share my faith without making people feel judged for what they think. Mm-hmm. And that's they can share what they think. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I think that you hit it right on the nail, that that's your purpose. I think that so many people in their life, they try to seek out what their purpose is in life. And I feel that once you do find your purpose, once you do, whatever your faith, you know, looks like, I think that purpose inside of you is so important. And especially, like, you're going to touch the people that you're supposed to touch, and the people that are supposed to watch the YouTube channel or, like, be involved in your life. Like, those are going to be those people, and it's going to happen naturally. So, I think that's so empowering. How have you dealt with stress and anxiety of like college and life and just all the things, you know?
Man, I am still learning how to deal with this. I'm actually taking as one of my classes this semester a stress management class, which is really helpful.
They have that?
Yeah.
Where was that? Like, oh my gosh.
That's I don't amazing. Know if it's new or anything, but yeah, I'm taking it right now, and some of the stress management techniques are really helpful. Like stress in college is real, especially because we're like juggling classes and organizations that you're involved in, work, all that good stuff, like paying for your college and everything. So for me, this is always like a constant battle that I'm trying to do better with, because I internalize my stress a lot to where it kind of manifests physically. So I'll get, like, muscle tension, or, like, if I'm super stressed about something, like, midterm week, whatever, I'll, like, get heart palpitations, which is not good.
No,
but it's not good. But really what I try to do is spend time with friends away from my work, to kind of spend time with people who energize me versus spend too much time with things that, like, you know, it sucks away my energy. Mm-hmm. Also going for walks, because I'm just very lucky that my campus is really beautiful. So it's really nice just to walk outside and like plug in some headphones and listen to a podcast or some music. And I'll just I just journal feeling something I've been doing more. I'm just getting all that stuff off your head, because I'm a big thinker. I overanalyze things a lot. And so getting it all on paper helps me and kind of relieve stress. But yeah, those are some of the things I do. Did I answer your question? I feel like I missed something.
No, you did. Taking a walk, writing out things. I think that all of those things, like, for one, for sure helpful. I think for me, it's just because I'm so like you, where I am also very much just a thinker in general, and I literally just, I overanalyze, my anxiety kicks in, like, I'm just like, the world is falling down on me, and like, all this
stuff. Yeah.
But I, and I think one of the ways, too, that I feel like I silence that is just with, like, really loud dance music, and I'm just, like, completely... It's funny, back when I was in worship, I used to like to take off my shoes because then I could feel like the rhythm of like, or like the, you know what I'm talking about? Like of like the drums and stuff like that, like just like underneath my feet. And I just loved dancing in worship. I looked crazy. Like you just, but I think that just being able to like silence what's going on in your head really does help with anxiety. So I totally agree with you. I think that's great. So within like going to college and everything like that, like what advice would you share about what to expect and just things that you've learned while being in college?
Yeah. I feel like everyone's experience different based on where you're going to college for. For me, like I came in as a freshman undeclared and that was really hard because it seemed, keyword seemed, like everyone around me knew what they wanted to do and that was very like stress inducing, and I was very worried about my future. I was like, I'm in college, I made it, I did all this hard work for years, but now I don't know what I'm doing. And it's not like I didn't have any clue, it's just I had so many options and I didn't know what to choose from. So I would say like college is, know that this is a very like exploratory time in your life, and it should be. So go out and maybe talk to some professors and programs that you're interested in if you don't know what you want to do right off the bat. Go to organizations and events on campus, because maybe you might go to an event and like, oh, I really like what was talked at this, I don't know, this meeting or something like that, and maybe you can find ways to get involved, and maybe that'll help you get clear on what you want to do long term in the future. Also take advantage of the professors you have on campus. Like, you're paying all this tuition, you're basically paying their paycheck, you know? So they're here to teach you, they're here to be a resource, so use them, they want to get to know you. It took me 2 years to really understand that. I'm really independent. I'm like, you're good, just teach me what I need to know and I can do the rest on my own. But really being able to like establish like that good peer to like teacher relationship. These are the people who are going to help you get into grad school or et cetera when you need like a letter recommendation made or help you finding an internship. So establishing a relationship there. And also finding balance between your social life and your school life and everything. Yes. It takes time. So don't expect to have your core group of friends super early in your first year of college. I just got really lucky. And I found a group of friends through other people, and we ate lunch and dinner every day. And that's how we became really close. Like, I kid you not, basically every day we'd be like, lunch, dinner, cool. And we'll sit there and talk for hours. But know that that takes time, and that I'm still finding balance between spending time with my friends and doing my homework and doing babysitting and going out and all that stuff. Not that I go out, really. I'm like, I'm a homebody, but like, still.
Is it?
But yeah, like, it takes time, and like to know that that time is going to be fruitful as long as you don't rush it and enjoy it, because college is going by really fast. I'm a junior, and I can't believe I have 3 semesters left, and I feel like I just moved in. So cherish these moments, this cool time that you have in your life. So yeah.
Ah, so good. Okay, so one show that you're binge-watching right now, The Good Place, which I love so much. What is your favorite thing about The Good Place?
You know what? It like, the name of the show seems like it would be about one thing, but it's completely different in a good way. And the acting and the jokes that are made are hilarious. It's just, like, the humor, and it really just grabs my attention. It cracks me up. Just, it's like a good humor show to watch. I just remember, I don't know how I found it.
Yeah.
But I was going to get my wisdom teeth removed, and the last thing I remember them asking me is like, what's your favorite place? And they're like, The Good Place. And I was like, what is it about? It's about, you know, going to heaven and all this stuff. And just, it's a very, I don't want to like give away anything, but it's a very interesting show to watch if anybody listening wants to watch it.
Yes, no, you definitely.
What do you like about it?
I found it through a really long flight to Fiji. It was like the only thing they had like on the plane playing. At first, I thought it was really weird because I was like, "What the?" So if you guys do end up watching, I think it's on Netflix. And so, like, the first season is very odd. I feel like,
because you just... I forgot about that, yes.
Yeah, there's so many, like, twists and turns and, yeah, but the twist of the show, though, when they find something out, it's so good, and you're just like, what? Like, and so I'm just a really big, I love twists in books and movies and things that keep you guessing, and so I think that's kind of what I love about it. And it's so humorous if you just look at like human behavior, if you're into like psychology and like all that stuff. So yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think it really plays to that. And then I also love Kristen Bell as well too. Like she's just like phenomenal in everything. I mean, for goodness sake, I don't want to give that away if no one's seen Gossip Girl, but it's just, she's good in everything. Like, Let It Go, like, the whole bit.
So good. So good. And I think she's my favorite character on the show besides Chidi. Sometimes it's indecisiveness, like, get so, like, just make a decision. But, like, I'm Chidi. Chidi is me. So.
Yeah.
I totally understand, though.
Oh, my gosh. So relatable. where do you think, and I know this is such a big question, because even when I get asked this, I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing in the next 5 minutes. But if you did have to imagine yourself, like, in the next 5 years, like, where do you see yourself? Like, and just think about it in terms of, like, no limitations, no issues with, like, money or anything like that. If you could see yourself in 5 years, like, where would you be?
Great question. I don't know. So, like, 5 years from now, I'll be 25. So, I'll be, like, well into my 20s. And I'm hoping that I will be working for myself. Mm. Essentially, fleshing out Stay Classy by Jazzy to be more of a sustainable brand where I could, like, financially, like, sustain me financially. Or really, I'm thinking more branching out to creating a separate brand or business that can financially sustain me, but also be my job where I can wake up and enjoy knowing that I'm working for myself and on my own itinerary and creating what, because I have so many ideas that I want to do and I don't want to be restricted by like a job that I'm working just so I can like pay the bills, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Even though I feel like I'm going to be doing that my first couple years, which I'm totally okay with. I want to get to meet people and need that structure, but I just want to see myself, like, I guess, as cheesy as it sounds, like, have my wings and, like, spread it and fly into entrepreneurship. And I'm only thinking career-wise, but I'm hoping to also be dating someone, too. Like, we're talking about relationships. That'd be really fun. I see myself living in the city, really, honestly, like, Chicago. For some reason, I've just been really into Chicago. I have family there, so I won't be alone, which is good.
Yeah.
Speaking, be really cool, public speaking. I would love to start a podcast, too, eventually in the future.
I was about to say, be perfect at it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So just all the creative work projects, want to be doing them. I want to network with people. Just continue what I'm doing now, but on a larger scale, if that makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. It's when you were speaking, it's so funny because I, back when I was your age, but when I just think it's such a hilarious concept. Honestly, in my mind, I'm still 18. But I had like such like similar dreams, and I think what's so cool is that when you do start to like pursue creating your own brand or like having your podcast today or like all these things. Like I remember writing out these things when I was like 15 and on paper, everything that I wanted and so many, just the power of like words and faith and everything like that. Like so many of those things happened. But it's crazy though, because you look back on that and you're like, oh my gosh, like it's something that I was dreaming about that I could only see in the future happening, because now I'm on to like a new dream, right? And so it's just this really cool progression. So I think it's going to be, and what I wish I had done, and what I'm so encouraging you to do, is to document, like, all of it. Like, I think that if I could go back, that'd be the one thing that I would do, is just to, like, document that first thing of, like, this is a dream of mine, and then just sharing all of that up until now, because so much has changed. Like, your 20s are just, like, probably the most, I'm trying to think of a really, they're probably one of the most wild years in the sense of just creativity and just everything that you go through, everything that you learn about yourself. I mean, it is just insane. So that's what I really, like, love. That's probably the only thing that I have loved about my 20s. I'm really bad with change, which you're in your 20s, everything changes constantly. So, yeah. But I think that's, like, so exciting, though, just to hear everything that you want to do. And I hope that, like, all of your dreams come true, because they totally can, which is what's so amazing about it.
Well, thank you. You're a really big inspiration, like, truly. Aww. Like, I feel like I have two older sisters, but, like, you're, like, I feel like you're in this conversation. I feel like I'm talking to an older sister that's, like, doing what I want to do. So, that's super cool.
Good. Best compliment ever. No, thank you for that. Yeah, and I think that is, you're also an inspiration in your own right to me, to so many other women. Because I just, again, it's just so cool to see that the possibilities are there and that everybody's doing their thing. And it kind of leads into the next question of, so how do you, like, stay motivated when you're not feeling it? Because I know there's a flip side of, like, I don't feel like getting out of bed. I am exhausted. This is crap. Like, so how do you stay motivated in that?
That's such a good question. I feel like my motivation goes in waves. Like you said, like, one day I'm, like, on top of the world, I can do this. The next day I'm like, what have I gotten myself into? But let's see. The biggest thing is knowing that the people that I'm serving, just my followers, I call them the classy crew, and just knowing that my content that I'm making is impacting them in a certain way, knowing that they get excited. For example, I do church notes on my Instagram stories every Sunday. I've been doing that for months now, and hearing that people are like, thank you for this, I really need this message, I'll always look forward to your church notes, makes me motivated, knowing that I need to keep showing up. Because there's sometimes where I'm like, maybe I shouldn't share it today, or maybe I don't want to make a YouTube video this week. But then I think about the people who are like, you're literally motivating me to, like, keep going and, like, get my homework done, something like that, or just even just to look at life in, like, a positive way. Mm-hmm. So I just think of the people that I'm impacting. And because I don't like letting people down, and I feel like if I don't show up, even though it's important to rest and take breaks, that I feel like I'm letting my followers down, and I don't want to do that. I guess other ways, Pinterest, I go on Pinterest too. I know that sounds very, like, surface level, but Pinterest is a way for me to get motivated. Like, I like reading, like, the inspirational quotes that you find on there. They always seem to do, like, a trick. Music. Oh, I forgot about music. Music is one of my biggest motivators. Like, I could be feeling down or something, and I put on, like, a good song. Whether it's, like, a praise and worship song or, like, a nice, like, I'm really big into pop or R&B.
Yeah.
Anything like that. That always gets me in a good mood. And, like I said, surrounding myself with loved ones, like my family and friends, motivate me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. All the good things. And I can relate to so much. And I think, too, that I actually just found a new artist. His name is Donnie Swim, and he sings with his wife. They have the cutest things ever. They're going to have their own show or whatever. But I'll send you it on Spotify. It's so good. Like, they're just
phenomenal. Please
do. Yeah, I definitely will. And I think the power of music, whether it's gospel music, hip-hop music, R&B, folk, anything really, I think that it's insane how much it impacts us and just us, like, kind of just immersing ourselves into that. And then but also, too, have you found with, you know, because you had mentioned not wanting to, like, let your followers down and everything. And do you think that sometimes, do you feel weighed down sometimes by that responsibility? Because I know that when at least for me, when I feel like I need to, you know, constantly share or like motivate, inspire, all that bit, that sometimes that responsibility of that, it can be a little bit weighing, because it can be a little bit like, okay, like if I don't do this today, then A, B, C, and D could happen, and it could be like a ripple effect. Or if you feel like you're not making as big of an impact as you want to, then you kind of feel, you know, a retrieval in a sense. So how, what do you tell yourself to kind of alleviate that a bit, or to allow yourself some room to breathe?
This all stems from, I like to say, well, I'm a self-proclaimed people pleaser. I've always been, I've never wanted people to not like me, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And like Instagram, people like your your content. It's horrible
for people pleasers. I'm a people pleaser too, so that's, yeah, the worst, yeah.
And so you try to go on there impacting people, but it's hard to not think in the back of your head, like, this is very validating, like, people are liking my content, and if they don't show that same type of, some people, like, keep that same energy kind of vibe, like, they don't keep that same energy throughout all your content, like, it's true that your feelings about what you, your work fluctuates with how your followers respond to it, and so that's been something that I'm trying to work on, because I don't want to, like, allow myself to rely so much on my followers to dictate how I feel, mm-hmm. especially like my happiness and everything.
Yep.
And so for me, I just got to realize that it's important to take breaks. Like when I took the longest break I've had so far was like a month off this upcoming May, this past May. And I was afraid that when I would come back to my page that I would lose a lot of my followers because I wasn't showing up consistently. But I came back and realized that it was still the same or had grown, and that the people that are there for me will be there regardless if I need some time away or if I'm, like, constantly showing up. So I just had to realize that, you know, I am creating content not to become popular, if that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
but realizing it's for impacting people, and sometimes certain content won't resonate well with people. And I have to learn to be okay with that and not allow myself to fall into that pit of like, oh no, this post didn't do well. Is there something wrong with me or something like that? Like it shouldn't be that kind of mind game.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's so powerful. And I want everyone to hear that because it's so easy to get stuck in that. That's why when Instagram did announce that they were taking for other people to not be able to see the likes, I was really happy about it because it does something to you. Like you put your value into the likes and the followers and the, even the engagement. I mean, I want us to get back to just having fun and like creating, mm-hmm. like having real conversations and, you know, because there's real people behind those numbers. So
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you, Jasmine, for like just coming on the show and sharing your heart and just so much knowledge. And again, like I so wish I had your mindset when I was 20.
Thank you. I'm an old soul and a young body. That's what I like to say. But thank you so much.
You're welcome. No, and I think it's so incredible and genuine. And I think what you're doing, just inspiring the world, inspiring young women around the world, it's just going to really change the world. So I'm just so grateful for your friendship. And I'm so grateful that, again, that you came on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Good. Of course. Oh, and where can people find you?
Yes. So you can find me on YouTube and or Instagram at Stay Classy by Jazzy. On YouTube, it's just Stay Classy by Jazzy. And that's basically where I'm showing up most of right now, but stay tuned for the future. I might show up somewhere else in a new creative project. So 2020, we'll see. But yeah, that's
it. Oh, I'm so, so excited for you. Thank you so much again. You guys, if you're listening, watching, thank you for checking out the show. It's every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 PST, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye. I'm making a move. Study long, study. I'm making a move.